Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Back to wrap things up with you on our shortened version of South Florida High School Sports Show for a Monday evening, but that's a good thing because Florida Panthers will be playing this evening in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Final against the Carolina Hurricanes. And I'll tell you what, especially here on WQAM, everybody walks around with a smile, especially these days when you have two of your professional teams that playing during the winter and into the spring that are very much alive to go to the finals in their respective sports, and we love that. So, and in our next week's show, we'll try to keep you, you know, in tune to when we'll be on. Maybe we'll do a lead-in, or maybe we'll have a day. But it's exciting, and you kind of wait for this for a long time, and certainly exciting. If you miss anything this evening, any of our interviews, either with Juan Navarro from the University of Miami or Coach LaQuinton Taylor for Somerset Pines, our next guest, Coach Patrick Wenham from Miami Westminster Christian, just go to WQAM.com, go to the top of the page, you'll see podcasts, and there we are. And speaking about Patrick Wenham, at Miami Westminster Christian this spring, trying to lay the ground to get that thing going once again. Coach Collier started the ball rolling last year, and Coach Wenham with a lot of experience, you know, in his past. He's coached professionally. He's had an opportunity to work in the high school level locally. Miami Palmetto obviously did an outstanding job, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate you having on me.
Excited. I know you're excited because I ran into you at one of the tryouts for the 7-on-7s kind of during January month. And, I mean, you were really, I mean, you were building your coaching staff. You were getting an opportunity to kind of lay the groundwork this spring. How things have worked out?
Good. It's definitely been a grind. You know, we're starting kind of a little bit from scratch again with our kids. We got a young team. But they've been putting in the work in that weight room. The coaches have been dedicated coming in off season. You know, we've been running some off-field issues. I mean, some off-field workouts in the afternoon, early bird workouts in the morning. So our boys have been working hard. Spring was a great 3 weeks together. You know, we got to install our offense and defense. We had to keep it pretty skeleton-based, but overall it was a good spring. The boys worked hard and the coaches are all, you know, starting to gel, and we're starting to find out how we all coach together, and we're really building the staff to be one of the best in South Florida.
Right, and you are, and there's a lot of great names. I know that you started pointing them out to me, guys that I covered when they were in high school here in South Florida. But not only that, even though it's a young team and there's a lot of things that you got to learn, at least you have some capable kids to help. I mean, a quarterback, a wide receiver, a running back, a lineman. Talk about that advantage, because you do come in with kids who can lead the way. You know, I mean, even though they're younger, but they've been here and they've been through a lot.
Yeah.
And especially when you can play in the eighth grade, it gives you, by the time you're a sophomore, it gives you an advantage.
Sure. No, definitely. We, you know, with our quarterback, Weasel Barquette, has 15 games under his belt, and he's a sophomore. You know, so for me, it was just him getting familiar with how I call plays and how we run our offense, and then for me, getting familiar on how he does stuff, and you know, we build our offense towards what our quarterback strengths are. And so he understands offense really well. He understands schemes, reads, and all that stuff, progressions. So for me, it's a perfect situation to come in with a kid like that. And then you have Vic Perez, who – you know, a feisty, gritty little receiver that had 5 catches for about 95 yards, 100 yards, and a touchdown this past weekend. And, you know, he's able to teach the young kids how to specifically run routes and you know, position himself to get open and also read the coverages while you're running routes, which is next-level thinking, as we always use that term, like next-level thinking. Then you have, obviously, Jarvis Johnson, who's really the recruiting trail is getting hot now, and a lot of schools are after him. And he sets the tone. He sets the tone from the beginning. Whether we're in the weight room or on the field, you know, he's a natural leader that we're able to really follow. And the kids when he's in there, the kids take shape to what he's doing and start doing it the way he does it. And that's a great model to have. So I do have a good mixture of old and young kids that are really putting in the time to become to where we want to go.
No, I agree with you. Patrick Wynn is the head coach at Miami Westminster Christian. He's joining us. But you have some names. Amari Irvin is a kid that everybody kind of knows that last name a little bit. Here's a freshman, a good-sized freshman, a kid that's kind of, you know, could look at somebody like a Malachi Keels and learn a little bit. Talk about somebody like an Amari Irvin, what he has the opportunity to be like over the next 1 or 2 years.
Right. Well, he's actually an eighth grader.
Yeah. So, oh, that's right. So he is a freshman.
Well, he is going into his freshman year, I guess. So, no, he is. I've known him since he was 2 years old when Sed coached me. And
sure.
To see him grow into who he is now and not just on the field, you know, on the field it's easy. He runs the ball hard. He runs behind his shoulder pads. He is a physical runner, looking for contact, always getting those extra yards. But who he is off the field, whether it's good grades or just a natural leader, you know, a kid that's 4 years younger than most kids on the team. But yeah, he's leading us in stretches and in tempo and energy. When he's there, the energy just takes the next level. And, you know, it's been so cool to be able to coach a kid that I watched grow up, you know, and I missed a couple of his years being overseas, but it's been really special to be able to coach him and teach him some of the stuff that his dad taught me. And it's been fun. It's been really fun to have him there. And the boys love him. He's a good kid. Everyone at Westminster loves him. You know, he's a warrior. He's a warrior.
No doubt. Coach, what's the summer going to be like for you guys? I know that you're going to have an opportunity to go to and attend a few things. I mean, especially showing off some of your offensive weapons, your quarterback and receiver, maybe in 7-on-7s and your linemen going. What's the plans for the summer?
Yeah, well, we're for sure going to the Miami 7-on-7 early in June, and the O-line will go to the O-line part of that camp. But Larry, we're going to live in the weight room. You know, the correlation of the kids that succeeded on the field in the spring game is the kids that were in the weight room at 6:30 in the morning with me every day, all the way since I got hired in January. That's our philosophy and that's our motto this summer is we're going to live in the weight room and we're going to condition because we're not blessed to have 60 kids on a varsity roster. And we got to be the most in-shape team and the most physical team pound by pound. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to live in that weight room. We're going to work our butts off and just put our heads down. And, you know, we're happy with the spring. We're happy with how it turned out. We're happy with getting a victory over a good physical Braddock team. But we know that's not where we want to be. And from linemen all the way to quarterbacks and receivers and linebackers and safeties, the weight room is going to be the answer to a lot of our problems.
Yeah.
And we know that. The kids know that. We know that. And we just got to put our head down and work like what we've been doing since January.
Well, I'm excited for you. I know I'll see you guys around at something. You know, I mean, we get around to try to look at the kids and definitely anxious to see a lot of your players. Coach, thanks so much for taking this time on a Monday evening. Continued success. And I can't wait to see the product.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it and appreciate what you do for all these boys. It means the world to them. So thank you very much, Larry.
Good stuff. Coach Patrick Wynn will close out what has been a quick show, but a very, very productive show. Anything you missed, go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast. There we are. You'll be able to hear Juan Navarro from the University of Miami talk camps, LaQuinton Taylor from Somerset Pines, and Coach Patrick Wynn, Miami Westminster Christian. Stay tuned. Pre-game show. Florida Panthers, Carolina Hurricane coming up, and then the game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Go Panthers! We'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.